That's not how the song goes. So do you want me to monitor until you finish?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Just doing your drugs.
Hello and welcome
on live
to the Bus Fact
podcast.
Hey, is that background music still going?
Nah.
Good, good.
Do you want it to be?
No, I can pull it across.
How did people like the background music?
Yeah, let us know. Dionysaur, the dinosaur? Is that how it's meant to pronounce? Is that Dionysaur, like dinosaur? Says sour, please. Or possibly sour piss, but it could be either. Not sure what you mean by that. Yeah, we had to explain the background music for people who don't know.
One of my friends once said that having half an hour of just video and not being able to see what's happening, we can't hear you. We can hear your needle, but
yeah, no, I know. But see what's happening?
I mean, yeah, you can see what's happening, but not hear what's happening. Oh no!
Better TV emote.
Oh, I've just ruined Christmas.
We don't
know
about Twitch at all, so.
Sorry. Yeah, look at that driving skills.
Yeah, but that background music is fake, right? It's the fake news equivalent of background music.
That is not fake.
I mean, it's not real.
That was.
Not live. That's what it should be.
That is almost live. It had like a delay of like 20 minutes.
Yeah, okay. It was recorded before we start. We don't have a condenser mic to check out the window yet.
Yeah, I literally went down on a footpath, recorded a minute of audio.
You should have recorded like 20 minutes, and that way people wouldn't realize as easily, you know?
Yeah, but I didn't have 20 minutes. Because I had to like...
Canada, you could have just held your phone out the window for 20 minutes.
Yeah, but then I'd have to get it from my phone to the laptop, which like takes time.
Isn't that what you already did?
Yeah, but for a minute, if I had 20 minutes of audio, that file size is so much bigger.
It's like MP3, man. It'd be like, what, a megabyte?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm always complaining,
aren't I? It doesn't matter what you do. I've always got some
really
problem
are.
With it.
I just don't know. Like, look at you, just eating your fucking
breakfast. Time for breakfast, bro. I'm eating ice cream today.
It's super warm. Breakfast.
What, the ice cream or the office?
Yeah, it's 1 megabyte too many. That is exactly right.
True. Hey, is that a red light? Nah, he looks... Oh! I think he's actually safe.
Yeah. To be honest, I'm not counting those too much anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. When again,
now that I'm getting, like, traction.
You look, he's actually over the line over there.
Yeah. I'm also not counting that either.
I wouldn't count that.
Like, I've got traction. I gave them numbers, and now they want quality over quantity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it still shows that they're, like, caring.
Yeah. This is the Wellington Regional Council / Metlink, I guess. Right? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. Well,
because the city council has nothing to do with it, is that right?
City council only have some stuff to do with the traffic light,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which, like, I also have... traffic light stories, but we won't go into them. Well, we might.
So I complain about what you do, and you complain about what local government does. The circle of life.
Should I run for mayor? I fully could. My cousin once ran for mayor.
There's a joke here about horsing around. Get it? Running for mayor.
Oh yeah, I get it. I get you. It's really warm
in the office. Yeah. I mean, we can't really open this one.
We
though,
can't open this one.
I'm actually okay. This ice cream's really cooled me down. I think people eat this in summer.
I've got the rosé.
Chilled rosé.
Yeah. Went to a wine auction yesterday.
Well, I thought it was today.
No, I picked it up today.
Gotcha.
Auction was yesterday.
It's kind of annoying that only you just have it on the day.
You can, but the queue was like super long.
Gotcha, because everyone wanted to pick it up. Yeah, hey, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do we want to jump into some news today?
Yeah. You can wear those because they're quite warming. Like super warming.
He's finding the headphones too warming.
My ears were just warm.
They're hot. Hot ears. You know, if you have hot ears, it means someone's...
What's that guy doing? Have we seen any red light runners?
I haven't.
I'm not, like, watching much.
Yeah, sorry, I haven't been watching Super a lot either. But I haven't seen any so far.
Oh, I heard a beep. Yeah, some news. Which news do you want to start with?
Either or. I'm not fussy.
How about, have you ever been on a bus as a child?
Not for a while.
I would hope so, to be honest. I mean, you do have a baby voice, but...
I have a baby voice? What does that even mean? High-pitched?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby yeah.
Shark.
Oh my God, don't start. Don't start.
Baby shark.
Quitting.
Okay, no, it's fine. It's fine. Anyway, so going on a bus as a child, I think we've all been there. I don't know the rest of the story. I need you to come back so you can talk about the rest of the story. He's just drinking his rosé. Well, if he's not here, we could just sing Baby Shark for the rest of the episode. I won't sing it again. Will you come back if I say that? He's dancing to Baby Shark now.
I'm just dancing. No, I'm not doing any hand motions. Oh, no one heard that.
Someone asked if he was doing hand motions. I think that was kind of obvious from context. But yes. So, a child on a bus.
Yeah, so there were some school kids coming on a bus.
Sorry, what?
Where the fuck is your mind at, mate? Some school kids coming on a bus. So, there were several schools. They were coming from, like, a rowing trip, I think.
Okay.
They got...
Coming from, like, where to where?
Oh, I think Cambridge to Wellington. So, Cambridge is...
Just by Hamilton.
Waikato, right?
Yeah, it's just by Hamilton.
Yeah.
It's
just like, south of? Yeah, it's just south of, right?
Yeah, just, like, across a little bit as well.
Jesus, you don't even need to go to Cambridge these days because the expressway is there.
Like, yeah, I mean, to get to Hamilton,
you don't. Were
they actually
in Cambridge?
Presume so.
What's
I mean,
in Cambridge?
It's like a little town. It's like, I don't know, like, people, like, live and work there. It's like a, it's a center of commerce, a small one, but still.
Fair enough. But yeah, anyway, so some, several schools were coming back on some buses. I think there were, like, three, maybe four buses, coming back from Cambridge to Wellington. Now, we all know that bus drivers are legally required to have brakes and limits on how many hours they drive.
Yeah, I think that's all commercial drivers.
Yeah, all commercial drivers. So, cops and NZTA were doing like a kind of sting, I guess. And so, the cops pulled over some buses.
Some of these buses, yep.
And they, like, did an inspection and be like, oh, yeah, we have to, like, do a full-on inspection.
Mm-hmm. Which, as a child, just trying to get back to fucking Cambridge, that's a long trip. Yeah. 8 hours, maybe?
Yeah, 8 hours. So this was, like, 10 at night or something they got stopped.
Yeah. Yeah.
when they first got stopped.
Yes, because there's more to the story.
Yeah, so it was found that the drivers were... they were a right to drive at that point, and there was only a couple of hours left to Wellington, so they would have made it. You've got a thing.
Yeah.
Didn't make a noise until quite late.
Yeah, it's quite late.
Yeah, so one of the buses had some compliance issues, so the cops were like, oh, yeah, we've got to do something with this. And
yeah, you got to swap out buses or something.
Yeah, some buses had to get swapped, and the other drivers had to, like, wait around. And then after, like, I think it was around 2 hours, the cops were like, you can go, but you guys can't because you've been over your hours. And the only reason they've been over the hours was because they just got stopped for 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's on a routine, air quote, check.
Yeah, it's such a weird situation. And, like, I get it, but it feels wrong that that's how it works, right?
Yeah. So the kids, like, apparently some of them didn't get back until, like, 3 a.m. or something.
Yeah. It's
which, for a high school kid, that's pretty intense.
It depends what age of high school. Like, I started stand up pretty late in high school.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you're, especially if, like, your parents are picking you up or, like, you
have the camera organized. Has just died.
Oh, damn. Looks like a cherry blossoms up in here, right?
Yeah, what is happening? So if you just go to it and just, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at that. Fixed the cherry blossoms.
Yeah, it's interesting it didn't do it the entire pre-show. but now did it. Has someone started torrenting?
Yeah, we are listening, boys. It might be just to do with when it gets overloaded or something. But it's like this little, who knows? Who knows? Anyway, that's a funny story. Did the police have any comments or anything?
I believe the police had no comments. Like they were like, we don't recall this happening.
How ridiculous is that?
They basically just didn't recall.
Like what? We're no record of it.
Yeah, they had no record of the incident happening.
Yeah, this is when you imagine it was actually a bunch of guys dressed up as cops who just fucked with these bus drivers for 2 hours.
Nah.
Or just shitty cops. It could be either. Hard to tell sometimes. Yeah.
I think it was happening, like, the spokesperson got asked as it was happening or something.
Yeah.
And they were like, we don't know anything about this.
Yeah, not yet anyway.
But then like the next day they might, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, should we hit another bus story while we're here?
Oh, I guess we could.
What's the line mean? There's a line.
Because I wrote it over 2 lines. Gotcha. So line's just a separator.
Okay, cool. Gotcha.
Because the first one involved kids. So under the Greater Wellington Regional Council.
That actually makes it a serious incident.
Yeah, it would be a serious incident.
Yeah.
Boom.
Sorry, carry on.
Now we know. Our reporter on the street is on the move nearly 2.5 minutes ago.
Aye, cool.
Next bus story. Do you want to take this one?
I don't know much about it. So this was a VTNZ in Christchurch. Their job as a vehicle testing service, not owned by the government. They work with them, but
I think they used to be owned by the government, but they're not anymore. So
they're
like
a private company now.
Like they used to be owned by the government back in the day when NZTA used to police the roads.
Oh yeah, because it used to be different.
Which wasn't that long ago. I think it was like the '60s.
Yeah, I mean, I remember my parents talking about it at some point.
Nineties.
90s.
90s.
But as someone born in the 90s, I can't recall back then. But I know my parents had it around like that. Anyway, their job is, one of their jobs among others, is to make sure that everyone who's on the road is compliant. And to do that, we have the warrant of fitness check, common in lots of countries. So you go there and you say, hey, mate, can you check my brakes for me?
Commercial vehicles like buses also need a certificate of fitness.
Oh, is
otherwise
that different,
known
is
as a cough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they need a waff as well as a cough?
A cough is a stronger version of a waff. Okay.
So they don't need the waff.
Yeah.
No.
But anyway, they still need to go there and get tested. So their job is to test them. They fucked up. They fucked up bad.
They fucked up real bad.
How'd they fuck up?
So they were like, some period of time, I think the article said, some period of time that they weren't checking the brakes properly.
Yeah, they had like a fault, so they just weren't checking brakes.
Yeah, it just, don't need a check. And like, it became apparent that some of the buses had faulty brakes.
Oh, yeah, some of them definitely did, yeah.
Yeah, and so they weren't sure how long this period of time that they weren't checking brakes were.
It's so ridiculous.
I was just like, wait, what? Like,
it's kind of like that you had one job. Yeah. One job.
And so now the bus company is sending all of their buses back for a certificate. And they're kind of like, yeah, we're not going to pay. But like, they hadn't decided that yet.
Yeah, they were just like, we're sending them back. And then to the media, they were like, we're not paying, by the way.
Yeah. Which, like, right. I can imagine a story in like a couple of months being like, this bus company has refused to pay, like, this thing. But, like, fucking good on them. Like, as you say, they had one job.
Yeah, they didn't do what they said. And I don't think VTNZ will suffer any consequences for it, right?
Oh, no.
So,
well, they might suffer some monetary costs of having to retest, like, thousands of buses.
Yeah. But no kind of, like, penalties, I guess you'd say.
Oh, no.
This does come off the back of a more wide-ranging issue with warrant of fitnesses not being checked properly. So a number of businesses have been shut down by, the transport agency for not fulfilling their requirements to actually test the cars as they should be, cars, used trucks, and all that kind of thing.
It's like a little bit of a scandal there. And they've said, NZTA have said that, you know, they feel bad about not having checked it and they're going to make a more hands-on approach. But kind of interesting to see that on the back of like a bunch of kind of like private operators doing it and messing up for cars and getting fined and getting removed and all that kind of thing. We've also seen a commercial operator have this kind of thing. Of course, that's why it's here on the Bus Factor. It involves buses. Oh, blah, 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 fucking, I didn't even realize. Look at that. Look at that bussy boy right there.
Mate, you had one job.
That's not true. I have like fucking three.
Yeah. That's what happens when you're in the big seat like that.
And I'm currently trying to avoid doing my work. I've managed to avoid working this entire week. It's been real good. So I've also got that in my mind.
You know when the boss leaves early, he just goes home and watches the Bus Factor.
No, he doesn't. We had this conversation. He said he put it on once and his wife was like, what the fuck? Turn that shit off.
Yeah.
My mum watched it one week. She was like, oh, you mentioned me on the Bus Factor this week. And I'm like, you're listening to it? And she was like, I was really bored. Like, I couldn't think of anything else to do. I'm like, oh, okay.
You know my dad listens, right?
Yeah, I know your father listens.
He actually mentioned he hasn't listened in a couple of weeks.
After we were having those issues, the technical issues. Basically, since we put on the new camera, maybe then, yeah. The camera's going good today, apart from that one.
So it's interesting with the, like, Warren Fitness and Certificate of Fitness. So, like, when I had a shit car,
yeah,
there was kind of, like, a joke that, like, if you failed your WOP at one place, you just go to a place, like, out in the WOPs and you would get a WOP.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they just won't care as much.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder, like, can just any station, can, like, any, like, shop, garage, whatever you call it, do a certificate of fitness as well? You probably don't know because you
don't know, yeah.
Only just found out about it.
Certificate of fitness is the thing, yeah. I would imagine not. Like, WOF, you still have to be, like, registered and stuff for it, right? So
but it's not hard to get registered.
Yeah, but surely the requirements would be stricter.
This guy. Mr. Purple.
Yeah,
or did he squeeze forward enough?
No, he's borderline.
Oh, that cyclist.
I don't think I'd count it. I don't think I'd count Mr. Purple. It's red now and he's still in the same spot.
Yeah, no, it's probably not too bad.
People are having to go around him.
Oh, should we count it?
Yeah, I'm going to count it actually because people are having to
walk out of the white.
Yeah. Out of the white and into the black.
And we don't have many.
That's true, yeah. Got to get more of them this week.
Yeah, no, it's kind of interesting that. Like, yeah, I wonder what the, like, is VTNZ just going to foot the bill?
But they're retesting?
Yeah.
Oh, I presume so. They're a big, big company. So VTNZ is national. Or like
I think they were saying they were investigating other areas, other VTNZ stations in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Just to see whether it's just Christchurch. But it kind of sounded like almost a staff issue.
Yeah, you've got to imagine. Well, yeah, you got to imagine corporate didn't okay it, right?
Like, yeah.
It's just the people at the thing were like, oh, it's fine, who cares?
Yeah, it kind of sounded like something was broken and, like, the boss person there was like, it's broken, it will probably be fixed at some point. We'll just, pass him because they've always passed.
Yeah, so I believe the specific test was to do with if, like, the hydraulic system or whatever for the front brake fails, the back one can pick up the slack and vice versa.
Yeah.
Something with that. So it was like a bit of a niche case, but like a niche case that exists for a reason, right? You don't want your fucking bus's brakes to fail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, VTNZ is the only place you can get your driver's license in New Zealand. Is that right? You get your learners at the VTNZ, yeah.
I think you can do it other places. Like AA, you can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got moved from AA to VTNZ.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I think I did.
There's one other place.
Mine at
AA.
Way back. Oh, is the camera dying?
It's a little bit. I'll just restart it. Yeah, it's getting a bit glitchy. We don't need.
Oh, Dad is listening.
Yeah, he says they were not checking tires properly for the car.
Oh yeah, I've got a lot of stories about VTNZ and our family.
More like VTNZ, as in very. Very bad testing New Zealand. Fuck it. I got nothing else.
Where did the B come from?
It's the lowercase. You know when like an acronym you're like very bad testing New Zealand.
So, like one story. So VTNZ, we went there for getting our driver's licenses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this was our reporter from the street. Do you want to talk for a bit?
About your story. Hello. I don't think I can do that. Does she need to be let in?
It's already locked. You might be all right in like a minute when Dave comes down. He just left.
He might let us. And then if she can get to the door, then it'll...
But otherwise, I can send someone down.
Yeah, we got some volunteers in the office.
We got someone's looking. But yeah, if Dave is he there now?
Dun, dun, dun. Huh? This is the struggles of getting people into the office.
Oh, no. She hung up.
We'll see if she comes up, and if she doesn't, we'll send a volunteer down.
Yeah. We got a volunteer. Is it? There's no nod.
Yeah, he's volunteering. I can tell by his eyes.
The person waiting by the cage door, most likely. Yeah, so we were... Oh, we could have volunteered already. We're doing driver's licenses there. So my brother went for his...
Oh, I've got a story as well.
Restricted license.
Yep.
I think it was his restricted.
Yep.
So he was on his learners. So mm-hmm. when you're on your learners, you have to have a supervisor driving with you.
Yep, yep.
So my parents drove him there.
Yep.
And then once he got there, like the first thing they do is do like a warrant fitness test type thing.
They check the car.
And like they do a pretty average job. Oh, Dave didn't actually
leave. They didn't leave. Damn. He's confused to heaps.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, they do a warrant of fitness check.
They did a warrant of fitness check on the car, and they found something. I think it just wasn't even an issue. Like, we didn't have to get it fixed afterwards, but it was an instant fail for my brother.
Oh, wow. Oh, look, this bus is going around another bus. Weird.
Damn.
I wonder why. Huh, weird. We can't see down the road far enough. Damn, what's happening exactly.
It is double yellow lines.
Yeah.
We could note that down. Well, the bus is gone now.
Unfortunately, we don't have a buses going over the yellow lines to avoid another bus.
This is
category.
Slightly better quality as well, so we might be able to pull out a fucking number plate. I don't know.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Maybe not number plate yet. I mean, the camera's good enough. We just need to upgrade the battery.
So anyway, my brother got...
Instant fail. Yeah.
For a non-warrantable car or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's fine. He was kind of like, it's like fucking another $40 for a teenager. That was
I thought it was more than that, but yeah.
It's more now.
Yeah.
But yeah, at that time, so when that happened, it was quite disappointing because like now he's going to like rebook it and reset it at some later time.
It takes fucking ages. There was like a 2-month delay in Hamilton when I was there.
Yeah, I think it was similar here. Yeah. But they were then like, oh, you're parked in the spot where people park to, like, get tests?
But he
and
can't
so
move
they're
it.
Like, you need to move it. And he's like, I can't. Like,
yeah,
I've only got a learner's. Like, I've just got a learner's. Like, I'm like, legally not allowed to do it. And they're like, you have to move it. Like, this is private property. You're, like, on it. Like, you don't have a test book. And so, like... They convinced him, and like he moved it. And like when my parents got back, because they like went for a walk for like 20 minutes,
because they were like, "Yeah, he's gonna do his test." Still.
And he was just like, "Oh, like God, everything's gone wrong." Like, and yeah, like I think mum walked in, like fucking ripped open. Then I don't know, because that's like crazy. Like, oh yeah, we're like testing for licenses, but if you fail, we will make you break the law.
Yeah, I've had that before. I got pulled over and he was like, you're driving. I was driving home some friends. I was driving friends back who had been drinking. I was like, I'll drive them home. I'm more restricted, but I'd rather this than them try and drive.
Yeah, I think you've told me this story, yeah.
Cop pulled me over. Driving with passengers and restricted, mate. Gonna have to give you a $400 fine for that. And I'm like, okay, well, what do I do now? And he's like, don't think anyone else is gonna give you a ticket. If they do, just show them this one and they'll probably let you off. And I'm like, so it's not even about...
Yeah.
Like, if it was a safety issue, then you wouldn't let me do that.
Yeah.
I'm just like, fucking bullshit. But my VTNZ story, when I got my LOL, someone ran across when it was, they were not allowed when a bus beeped at them. When I got my learners, I did it at particular VTNZ, went down there, got it all done. Woo, good as. I wear glasses, by the way. This is relevant to the story. Didn't come up during my learners. Went there for my restricted, and they go, okay, we'll get your restricted done.
let's test your eyesight or whatever it was, just to make sure it hasn't got worse. And they tested it, and I'm like, I can't read shit. And so they were like, what? What do you mean? Like, and I'm like, I wear glasses. And they were like, well, how'd you get your learners then? And I was like, they didn't test it. And they were like, that is so illegal. Where did you get your learners done? And I was like,
oh my God.
I got it on here. Like, yeah. it was just here. And they were like, oh. Yeah.
Couple years.
Okay, don't worry about it. We'll need to get something else done then. yeah, it was
oh, I love it.
Yeah. You think they'd have just a checklist they go through. Check the eyesight. Check this. Make them do this.
I don't know. I failed my full license at one VTNZ in town.
Yeah.
But then I went to a different VTNZ like the next week.
Yeah.
And passed and got told that the person, he was like, oh yeah, like why did you fail the last one? And I was like describing what happened, and he was like, oh, that guy just got fired last week. I'm like, damn, do I get like the money back?
Yeah.
Like I had to pay like good money.
Yeah, occasionally they say weird stuff. Like, they got me, they were like, oh, when you stopped, you didn't change down gears and use the engine to brake. You used the foot brake instead of engine braking. So that's one, like, point against you.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit like, that seems harsh.
Mine was, I pulled up to an intersection,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted me to go straight through it. And I'm like, I was at the line, and I was like, from where I am, I can't see up the road to work out if any cars are coming. So I'm going to creep forward a tiny bit.
So you can see.
But it's still safe. And he's like, yeah, that sounds good. So I do it.
He's like,
see some cars, and then like make it through the intersection. And then he's like, yeah, you can just drive back to the station now. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you failed. And I'm like, what?
You crept forward, bitch.
They're like, yeah, you failed to give way. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty annoying sometimes.
Again, like, telling me while I was driving as well, it, like, flustered me a fuckload.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Someone, like, you're in the middle of a test, which is already, like, high in stress. And they're like, you've failed. Go back now. And
yeah,
you're
like, I'm like, I'm still, like, in control of the car. I'm like, man.
I could kill us both now and you wouldn't be able to stop me. I mean, maybe a bit drastic, but...
Man, what if you had a crash? It was not your fault. Like, liability wasn't your fault.
You fail.
No, someone, like, fucking, like, T-boned the other side of your car. So on the passenger side.
Kill the...
yeah. What if? What happens then?
Well, you fail. You
definitely
They've still
fail. Got some notes.
You fail, though. You definitely fail.
No, but, like, it's not your fault.
I know. You'd fail, though. It's not you'd say you wouldn't pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. And.
But what if they've got their notes and it's all ticked off?
And they're just about to pull in to finally get it. I reckon they'd still be like, no, dude.
Damn, that would be intense if that happened. I wish that doesn't happen for anyone.
Yeah. Hello, Lokova. A more complete version is that a waff was done by VDNZ a week later, but not pick up a fault in the tire. Oh, yeah. So a waff was just done. And they still didn't notice anything. And then these guys did. Yeah. Yeah, bastards.
Yeah.
Getting more money out of you. Okay, let's change lanes
here.
Yeah,
should we do some tech? We've done half an hour in bus.
That's good. Half and half. Of course, the big news of the week. I think we all know what the big news is. The PHP peer repository got hacked.
Oh, yeah. We were going to talk about this last week, but...
Yeah, I think we forgot or something.
Yeah. We might not have had time. We did have quite a lot of stories last week.
I normally try and blat through them at the end pretty quick. But the thing with this was they like only compromised one repository. It was like the peer_go repository or something. I don't know what the hell it does. Sounds like something with Golang, but...
So when I saw that, I was kind of like, did they only get one repository or did they only notice one repository?
I'd say so... The attackers had access to everything. It seemed like the attackers had root access to the service.
And that's why just one makes it seem
It makes it
weird.
Seem targeted, right? It makes it seem like you could kind of like, maybe they were specifically targeting someone. I don't know. We also haven't seen jack shit out of the PHP project about
that's
this.
It's the last of our auction wine.
No, it's not.
First bottle.
The first bottle. That's another way to phrase it. Damn. Anyway, we haven't heard anything from the PHP project about it, so who really knows what's going on with that? We'll wait and see, maybe, if they deign to tell us what they think about it, but who knows. Another news story here. We'll start from the top of the list now.
Yep.
Did you hear about that sweet little FaceTime bug?
It boggles my mind.
Does it?
So, phone locked.
Yeah.
You get a FaceTime.
Yeah.
You ignore it.
Yeah.
Phone popped.
Well, not phone popped.
Almost.
They can monitor your call before you answer it. It's not. It doesn't like remote code exec or anything.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still.
It's fucking bad. Yeah,
it's still pretty bad.
It's
like,
bad. It's real bad. It's if you also decide
like
to
imagine if you're in a meeting, someone's FaceTiming you, and you're like, oh, I'll just ignore this.
Yeah, and if you click,
they can listen to the entire meeting.
If you click the power button to say like, "Oh, just ignore that,"
yeah,
then it enables video, and they can video call you.
I like how that's when it enables video, but like if you just ignore it, it doesn't.
Well, yeah, ignore it or swipe. Yeah, it's a weird situation.
It's a weird bug. What was the age of the person that found that?
Young. They said teenager.
I think it was 11. Was it 11? Oh, no, there was another bug.
11 seems too young. The person
there was another bug.
So the person originally, the way they reported this initially,
there was something in this week that was like by a five-year-old, I thought.
I mean, not that I can see in the list here.
Yeah, I don't think it's in the list.
I mean, if you can find it, sure.
Yeah.
But there was a tweet someone did about a week or week and a half ago being like, hey, at Apple, at Fox News, I found this bug in, the FaceTime bug worked real good for 3 hours. Yeah, until it stopped. Until they, like, disabled everything and people found out. But Twitter being like, hey, I found this sweet bug in FaceTime. It lets you listen to people's calls. Like, Apple tech support haven't responded to me. And so Apple's getting a lot of flack because some kid found this, reported it to his parents, who tried reporting it to Apple, and it didn't get triaged for, like, over a week.
Oh, yeah, because they just went through, like, public channels, and, like, heaps of fucking people were like, oh, they didn't report it through the proper channels. And it's
oh, yeah, they're like, they didn't scour the website to figure out the security at email address rather than going to, like, the support. Like,
it's just like, this is a teenager. Well, it wasn't even the teenager. It was, like, the parents that
are parents of the teenager,
technical.
Yeah, who are non-technical, yeah.
And it's just like, no, the problem's not with the people that reported it, it's with the company that like doesn't know how to like.
Yeah, it is a hard problem. It's a hard problem. How do you if you're
so
able,
the 5 year old was actually a couple years ago, but it was in relation to this one that people were comparing it.
5 year olds often find auth bypass for iPhones.
5 year olds, this 5 year old found like a Xbox vulnerability like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, they're often like the ones where you like mash buttons and it ends up like bypassing auth or something. Like,
damn,
kids find a lot of those.
Yeah, our reporter on the street was just like, I couldn't break her iPhone. She gave me like 10 minutes with it.
Give me 2 seconds with it and I'll try. I doubt it's going to work. You know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it going to work?
No, I don't think. I think I tried that same one.
What? I won't do anything bad. Like, it won't. You'll see me doing it. So, okay.
Right, he is.
Text Hugh Davenport and tell him he's a smelly boy. There we are. I can now send messages to anyone on your phone. I can call anyone.
Oh, I got a message.
Yeah.
What does it say?
So that was Siri for those.
He's a smelly. Oh, now I got your work number. Boom, I got a work number. Shall I call it?
So that's my favorite. That's my favorite iPhone, not auth bypass, but you did a live demo there. Yeah, that's pretty good, right? Yeah, so you can use it to text and message people. I think to send emails, but you can't read anything. But it's still pretty good.
Hello, this is your work number.
Oh, you called as well, yeah.
Shall I save it? Nah, I probably don't need it.
Anyway, the FaceTime bug's kind of interesting. I think it's insanely high impact, and you got to wonder if anyone was using it before it got reported.
Oh, I do wonder, because it seems something that someone would have stumbled across at some point.
Yeah, it's I know
and
what
just
you mean.
Being like, damn, that does that. And like, given the fact that it was like a teenager that like kind of told their parents, hey, I found this.
Yeah.
Someone like a bit older.
Yeah. If someone like, older found it, they would have been like, oh shit, this is $1 million bug, right? Like, imagine selling this to Rhodium. You might not get the million.
It's kind
of
sad because, like, because they're a teenager, they don't get paid out.
Well, no one gets paid out an apple unless you're invited to the bug bounty program.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And so that's ridiculous. Like, I don't like that. And, like, should they be paid out for this? I tend to say yes. But
it's a decent bug.
The problem is they
were joking that they would like call Tim Cook or FaceTime
oh,
Tim
yeah?
Cook.
Oh, shit. That'd be so funny.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, Tim Cook.
And he'll be like, this recording. This random. Ignore.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. That would be real good, actually. Oh, you do think like, oh, if I hit this bug, the havoc I'd cause.
It's a good bug. I reckon you could basically just call like any CEO of any company in the world.
Yeah.
Just. Any time, really.
Get access.
Just ignore it, and you'll be able to like hear important meetings.
Yeah, it'd be pretty good. Though, I mean, yeah.
The impact, yeah. I think, is pretty high.
The impact's very high.
If you like target who you're going.
Yeah, you don't want to. If you had the bug, you wouldn't want to tell people about it. People are using this to kind of say like, oh, look, this is why we need more regulation, or like. We need to punish Apple for this and all that. Or the other one I saw was like, oh, this is a perfect backdoor that Apple could have put in to help the NSA kind of thing. And I'm like, I feel like all of those are missing the point quite a lot.
Yeah, there's like conspiracy theorists.
Yeah, but they get a lot. Like, so for example, some senators in the United States who are often conspiracy theorists, they're a bit fucked sometimes. They were saying like, oh, this is why we need stronger privacy regulations so we can... help this stop happening. And I'm like, how the fuck would that have helped?
I don't think we've watched many red lights.
Was there some...
I'm just noticing it's two.
Yeah, sorry, I haven't been staring at it. So I don't know. It's like a lot of dumb people. I mean, stuff like this always brings out dumb people, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does. I remember... like, never read the comments. Never read the comments. But like, sometimes I read the comments and I'm like... Damn, people are dumb.
Yeah, it's fucking true, yeah. Oh,
I sometimes find the comments enjoyable, and I tend to read the comments until I'm like, no, fuck that person. And then I'm like, nope,
I'm out.
Never read the never read the comments.
There are some like channels on YouTube that I watch that actually do have fine comments.
Yes, I hate the YouTube mobile app where to get the comments you have to like scroll right down past all the suggestions, and then you get the comments.
Yeah, I guess they know no one really reads them. I tend not to use mobile for anything if I can help it, because I find mobile interfaces to be poor generally.
I tend to use it because I use the Chromecast.
Yeah, and you don't have a computer at home, right? Oh, you have your laptop.
I have the laptop, but if I'm watching the Chromecast, I'll just use my phone.
Yeah, fair enough. We don't really have a TV. Oh, we do technically, but yeah. Okay, next news story here. This is the Facebook VPN thing that happened.
This is doubled up with the next story, right?
Yeah, same story.
Yeah.
Kind of. So Facebook has for a while had a little VPN application. And originally they had it and you could install it via the App Store and it would route all your traffic through Facebook servers and they would be able to analyze 100% of the traffic that goes through your iPhone. This got taken off the App Store because that's like not super good and Apple didn't like it and all that kind of stuff. So the way they got around it was they started paying people to install this app, but it was distributed using Facebook's enterprise certificates. So rather than being kind of signed by the App Store, which is, then it has to go through the App Store approval process, Facebook would just sign copies of this application and then pay people to install it. And one of the big things they got in trouble for, well, kind of the media didn't like about it, was they were also paying for miners to install this application. Do you want to grab the mic and say anything? You're just being a weirdo. That was a reporter on the street being weird. So after this hit the media, I believe the app's been around for a while now, but after this hit the media, Facebook was like, oh, we should probably pull that. Apple revoked their enterprise certificate. So this meant that all the internal applications deployed at Facebook that weren't through the App Store were not allowed to work anymore. So this included things like beta versions of applications or employee-only like timesheeting apps and that kind of thing. They all stopped working. And Apple did this basically for saying like, hey, it is against our terms of service to use these enterprise certificates to deploy applications to kind of like consumers and users. Fuck you guys.
What are we talking about?
The Apple certificate thing still. I'm just explaining the situation.
Oh, yeah.
So then it's come out like after a little while. They basically re-enabled the certificate, but Facebook pulled
this
the VPN application.
How poor.
Then it came out, of course, Google is doing the same thing because every company like Facebook and Google want to eat all of your data. So Google also had its enterprise application certs revoked, and Apple gave them a slap on the hand as well. So I think this is the thing that lots of people do it, and only now is people pointing it out, and Apple's like, oh, shit, probably shouldn't have done that. So, yeah, that's kind of that story. Who's just...
debating reading a message out loud.
Okay. And we're hearing no don't across the room.
Yeah, nah, we won't. So it was that story. VPNs for life, mate.
Do you know about the story before
no,
I said it?
Really.
No, okay. Cool. That's pretty much it anyway. What's your opinion on that?
What was the story again?
Took me like 10 minutes to explain. Grr.
Nah, I don't know. So like keys got leaked, right?
No, what? No, you don't know anything about this story. Let's just move on.
Keys didn't get leaked?
No, keys got leaked.
Keys... So keys
got nothing
did
to do with
get
keys.
Leaked. I say keys got leaked, and you're like, no. And I was like, keys didn't get leaked. And you're like, no, keys did get leaked.
No, I said, no, it's got nothing to do with keys.
You said that after you said keys got
nothing,
leaked.
It's got nothing with keys.
Keys.
The long and the short of it is Apple was deploying a VPN app using their enterprise certificates.
Yeah.
Not allowed.
I don't have any opinion on that story.
Yeah. You would have if you had heard me talk about it.
I probably wouldn't have.
Probably would have. What's the next one here?
This exchange one.
Yeah. You know
so
about it?
This was, it's on this tab.
Yeah, quickly read the technical details because I don't know what the technical details are.
I had like a quick skim through it.
It's like if you have a low priv account that can log into Exchange, then you can get domain admin from
it. Yeah, you've got DA right there. Boom, done.
But how?
One API call.
Yeah, one API call. How?
Yeah, so I'm not too sure
like
why.
It had something to do with NTLM relaying, right?
It's to do with, like, default privs.
Yeah.
So, like, it's any default. Boom, that's one.
Oh, nice. Bump it up. Bump the counter up.
Yeah, it does look like relays. Yeah, so relays into NTLM auth. Is relayed. Yeah, so, yeah.
So my guess this is, I'm guessing this is very similar to the...
It's got some SMB blocks in Wireshark, so, yeah. I'm guessing this is just...
So my guess is that this is very similar to the blog post that Loss from Asterisk Security put out, where his was, if you connect to a database as a low-priv user, and that database, if you have the access to XP underscore dirtree, one of the ways you can escalate to SA privileges, if it's like a specific thing, right? The way it works is even with, I think this works even with signing on or possibly not with signing, is you do XP dirtree to a server you control. That hits your server you control, you can capture the hashes, right?
Yep.
So if you can do XP dirtree, you can crack the hashes if it's crackable. If it's not crackable, right, then you're shit out of luck. Because one of the things you might think is, I'll just replay those NTLM relay hashes to connect to the database, and that will auth me as the root user. Because think about it, you now have the hash of the root user. You can just forward those requests along. That does not work in Windows.
There was almost one a couple minutes ago.
Oh, almost. That does not work, though, because it basically says, like, if you relay a hash from a server back to itself, it will be like, no, that's my hash. You can't relay my own hash back to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But the way Loss got around this was that in a system where two databases are linked together, so...
That's right, yeah.
This is where...
Did like a little back and forward.
Yeah, so you kind of run a query on the second database server from the first one, dirtreeing out to your own server, which relays it back to the first server, which then that entire thing lets you become root. It was real nifty, and it's one of those things that makes me just think, oh, man, fuck Windows.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, how do you defend against that?
I mean, these relay attacks have been around for ages.
Like, yeah, they're real good as well, right?
They always get tools for it.
They get you just run like Responder on a LAN, and it's like, great, now I've got DA, right?
Yeah,
Responder, Bloodhound, DA, done.
It shouldn't be that easy, but like, it just literally still is.
Yeah,
and there's not like that much you can do to protect against it.
There's like a lot. So there is a lot of things you can do.
There is a bunch of stuff you can do, but there's not much that people will do.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, default is Microsoft's default is like, hey, let's make it usable for everyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they did, I believe, the latest versions of Windows 10 and Windows Server do disable SMBV1.
Well, I did see that.
It only took 10 years.
It's one step, but like, hey, signing's still not on by default, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is just, yeah, it's a bit ridiculous.
Signing would stop a lot of the responder type attacks, wouldn't it?
I believe it does, yeah. Because if signing's enabled, it won't just like blat out creds to any server. It only will send it to the one it like knows is legit. So it doesn't stop every attack, but
I think some still get through.
Yeah,
Jesus, that car just like went through.
Cars don't give a fuck, man. Anyway, it's like a nifty little if. So if you got Exchange, I think Microsoft said they weren't patching it immediately as well. It's like a week long thing or something.
Well, we'll wait on first Tuesday. Yeah.
Oh, it's coming up. Yeah. Called Patch Tuesday, not First Tuesday. That's something different.
Well, it's basically the same.
Yeah. Well, how are we going for time?
We don't have too much. Shall we?
Well, let's switch lanes.
Shall we talk about some spear chuckers?
What does the insult spear chucker mean? Does it mean indigenous people?
Yeah. So it's basically relating back to Africans, how they used to throw spears to hunt food.
That's everyone used to do that.
And I'm like,
That's just a weird insult. Yeah.
We all used to be hunter-gatherers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I've just never heard that. And so, like, it was aimed at, I think, Pacific Islander. I think it was a Samoan lady.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the story is there's a school. It's another school.
Damn, all these schools these days.
So one of the teachers, she's Samoan, I think. I think it did say she was Samoan.
This was an after-school care thing, right? Or like a holiday program.
Yeah, holiday program. She was trying to organize some bus transport with the same company they've been using for like 7 years or something.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, can you get us some buses for this? And the text they got. I actually need to get
the first two. The first one went, hey, can you organize transport for this? And they text back being like, you're actually going to have to like talk to us tomorrow. It's like real soon. I don't know if it's going to be possible.
I don't think that was the first.
No, that was the first one. The first one was that. It was the first response.
Oh, yeah. First response, yeah. Sorry for the day. Everyone, sorry, operations has left the office for the day. Please send through these requests via emails. This is very late notice yet again. We will see what we can do for tomorrow. So, I mean, this kind of starts to say, they might do this quite often. But, like, a seven-year-long customer... Even if they're
think after 7 years, they'd learn to fucking do it sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I don't know. But then they're like, oh, sorry, I'm in Australia at the moment, receiving requests from our service manager. I'll make other arrangements. Thanks.
Yeah, so she was basically just like, that's cool. Like, don't worry about it. We'll sort something else out.
And then she got a text back saying, here's an idea, you dumb spear chucker. Don't run a school holiday program, then fuck off to another country while the shit's hitting the fan.
Fucking brutal. It's not even...
There are two black marks in the text, but I think...
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like if blank, blank, blank.
Yeah. It's, no, it does actually black out the whole word. But you wouldn't shit off on a holiday. You wouldn't like...
While the fuck's hitting the fan. You might do it while the fuck's hitting the fan, but still.
Nah,
yeah.
Shit hitting the fan is like pretty big. And then like.
So she would have been at this point, what the fuck?
This will be great to post as feedback on Google for your company.
Yeah. I do think her response was perhaps not. To be fear, she just got called a spear chucker and got that fucking message, which is like. Yeah, oh, we missed a real light runner. Let's increase it. Bam. Sorry, we've been
real lazy today.
Yeah.
We could probably bump it up like 5. It'll still be accurate.
That feels disingenuous.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so she was like...
It's not running.
She was also just like, I'm going to the media. Which, like, to be honest, fair enough. I'd go to the media too, probably.
Yeah.
Though I probably wouldn't tell them. I don't know.
And you know what their response was? I typed this as a draft and deleted it immediately when I saw how dumb it was. I'm so sorry. D- didn't delete it. Sent it. Like, that is just not delivering.
Didn't he also say, like, oh, this wasn't
too bad
for you?
I don't know how it went out. Great media post. I'll be in touch in the morning with the operations manager. That message was not intended for you. Whatever. It so was.
Yeah, I mean, was it? I bet he didn't intend to send it to her.
Probably not, but, like, I don't know. It
was about her.
We've all been in that situation. So, like, when I'm, like, writing a rough email reply,
yeah,
I'll delete the two. Like,
yeah, okay, I do the same thing, yeah. If I'm writing an angry email, or even just an email that's sensitive, I don't put the two until last step.
Yeah, I'll be like, yeah, remove this, write it.
Yeah.
Have a few reads through.
Yeah, yeah, make sure
but
it's
yeah,
okay.
I guess with text, like...
Yeah, it's a lot harder to... I wouldn't ever draft a text like that, though.
Even God, no.
My, like, angry emails aren't like, you dumb fucking bitch.
Go fucking
fuck
see
you.
It, Chucker.
Like, that's next level.
Oh, my God. I love it. But, yeah, 7-year customer, gone.
Yeah, fair enough.
And
so
I did actually read the stuff comments on this. This was one
I think
one.
I read a few of them as yeah. well, actually.
So some people were like, yeah, it was just an individual at the company. But then some people were like, well, a company is made up of the individuals and
yeah,
staff. Then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I read the same comments, actually. Yeah, like, the culture, like, at the company let this happen.
Yeah, I agree with that. A company is made up of the individuals. Like, yeah. A company is not one person. A company is all of the people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's tough because you think, like, if one rogue employee here sent in a scathing email like that, you'd be like, whoa. Whoa, that person is so being fired, that wasn't appropriate. And people might make the same comments.
Yeah.
And my thing is like, but legit, we're not like that.
Mm.
So it's hard to tell. Of course, I don't think anyone here would send an email like that. So it's like hard to tell. But
yeah.
Whoa. Reporter just flipped us off and got real mad at us. Okay, let's pick another story here. We'll go back to hacking.
What happened to us? Why did we get yelled at?
I don't know. After I hacked her phone, she's real mad. You can use that on most iPhones, by the way. It's real good. So Reuters, you know Reuters?
I do know Reuters. They're a news company, right? Do you like stuff on par with stuff?
That's them, right? Reuters and stuff. Two B's,
slightly
two
better
P's
than
in a
stuff.
Pod. Slightly worse.
You reckon slightly worse?
Well, they cover international news stories, and the other thing is they pay their journalists, which is just a bad decision, right? Think about it this way.
Like, are you joking at the moment?
Think about it this way. If you're running a company, would you want to hear that, A, your journalists were paid a decent wage, or you paid your journalists the bare minimum and thus made more profit? Clearly the profit's the better company, therefore stuff is better than Reuters.
Right.
You see the logic.
We might talk about this offline.
Okay. I am joking, by the way.
I thought you were.
Reuters, anyway, they got a sweet fucking scoop. So they got, I don't know if I haven't read it super close. I skimmed through it last night. But the way it worked was that an ex-NSA operator person who used to work in the tailored access operations started working for a Middle Eastern company. I believe it was the Saudis?
Yep.
Do you remember? Have you read the story?
I haven't read the story completely.
Yeah, okay. But it was the Saudis, right?
Yeah, I think it was...
Maybe I'll say it was a Middle Eastern or government. And so she went there and the cover was like, oh, you're a defensive organization.
Emirates.
Oh, it was Emirates.
Yeah.
Okay. That does make more sense, actually. UAE, yeah. Thank you, Lookiver. Yeah, I don't want to disparage the wrong company. Went there and started working. You know, the cover was it was defensive. It was actually, like, offensive. It was tailored access operations. And it was real weird to me, the story, because as I was reading through it, it starts by her being like, this is great. I don't mind this. This is just, like, it's fun. I get to, like, do the work I enjoy. There's less red tape. Yeah?
I think the boss's kids got a marker and marked the story, the last story on your lane, the tech lane. That you were writing up?
Because it's such bad writing?
Yeah.
No, that was me, actually. The second word there is fine, right? Although it's spelled wrong.
The second word is perfect. Oh, yes, it is spelled wrong.
I gave up. I couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, you're missing an A.
Yeah, this was on the right, yeah. It actually says Huawei. anyway.
Does not look like...
The
anyway,
story,
go
the story started with her being like, this is great. And then she was like,
But then I started targeting Americans and I was like, oh no, this is bad. And I'm kind of like, hang on a second, hang on a second. You are working for United. Yeah, you probably shouldn't. It's like not super, not good vocal quality by doing that.
I'm hanging.
It's going to hit your teeth and fuck you up.
Nah, mate, I've got it.
Anyway, so I just think it's a bit weird that someone would hack a bunch of people, you know, hack people for the UAE and be like, this is fine. I'm fine. Everything's so good. And then be like, oh no, an American citizen was hacked. This is a bad thing. What have I become? Like, fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just such an American-centric view that I think is ridiculous to have. Anyway, maybe an interesting story for those who want to read a little bit more about the spooky, spooky world of spooks. And I don't know. Go and give it a read if you're interested in that kind of thing.
Our reporter from the street is just plugging in rogue devices to our power switches.
Dun, dun, dun. The last one here is the Huawei espionage. So it's not super security relevant, a little bit. Huawei had a corporate culture, possibly have, I don't really know. We saw this from the US indictments against Huawei to come after the Canadian ones. They had a corporate culture where they would pay people, Huawei employees who were embedded in external companies. You know,
how do you say it?
Huawei.
How is it meant to be said?
Huawei, I believe.
How do other people say it?
I believe they say it like that.
All right, that's good.
I am not super sure.
I'm just doing fact checking on the spot. Boom.
Gotcha. I don't think my Mandarin pronunciation is particularly good, but it's something like Huawei.
We lost our two Mandarin speakers.
Oh, have we? I thought the other one was still around.
I don't know when he left.
In any case, they had a corporate culture of if you bring us secrets, if you steal secrets from the company you're embedded within, we will give you pay rises, we'll pay you money, that kind of thing. Which is a bit fucked, isn't it?
It's so fucked.
So Huawei, of course, was embedded in a lot of companies. Presume they were working with, the telcos. T-Mobile, I think, was one of the big ones.
Yeah.
This is where a lot of the indictment came from.
Stopped.
And the US managed to get access to internal emails proving that this was the case. Because initially, when T-Mobile had some stuff stolen, Huawei was like, oh, that was a rogue employee. We had nothing to do with that. We will work our hardest to stop it. And then, of course, US got access to internal emails that were like, we will pay you money if you steal shit.
Yeah.
Perhaps this is the big thing that has made the GCSB in Australia and stuff come out against the against Huawei. That's pretty damning to have that happening. So maybe that is a big part of it. But in any case, if you've had Huawei people embedded within your company, maybe you want to do something about that. Presumably, you've already heard about it by now. But still, I guess for me, the only security relevant part is kind of the insider threat thing, right? It's tough to deal with. And if you're including external contractors or external people within your organization who might not have the same values, maybe you open yourself up to more than that. So, yeah, sucks to be that. Okay, do we want to go on to some more bus stories? We're about done.
Thought I'd just quickly mention this one that the report on the street wrote up.
Yeah.
Because I do recall it. So, Tuesday.
Oh, shit. Did you know one of the trains in Chicago, they were lighting their train tracks on fire to deal with the cold?
What?
It's cold in Chicago.
Yeah.
To get the trains running, they were lighting their train tracks on fire to heat them up.
Damn.
That's what I heard on the internet. I heard it on Twitter. I saw a tweet. Must be true. Anyway, carry on.
Well, I guess it's pretty similar to our story. Yeah. Where train tracks were too hot, so the trains couldn't run.
Oh, that fucking happens all the time, doesn't it?
Yeah, I know, right. So they had to get bus replacements. But then, another train track failed.
Yeah.
And not heat-related.
Do they have enough buses?
Didn't have enough buses.
Damn.
So no one could get to Upper Hutt or anywhere in the Hutt Valley.
No one could leave as well, right? This could have been a good thing.
Yeah. Ooh. Bit of both.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was on Tuesday. I think that was our hot day this week, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Tuesday.
It's been pretty hot here. Got that Australian heat wave coming through.
Yeah, it's pretty warm.
Pretty fucking hot.
The poster thing I think I'll mention next week because there might be more traction next
week.
Here's
the new poster boy.
Damn. That poster story. It's fucking
interesting. You want to give it the proper treatment it deserves.
The last story we had up on the bus lane, which isn't really bus.
Cinder stuck. What the fuck?
So it's not really public transport related.
Okay.
A cyclist got sucked under a truck.
Not in New Zealand.
In New Zealand.
Yeah, it's because it's...
On the corner of my favorite intersection.
Oh, here in Wellington?
Yeah.
Damn.
You know the one that I'm talking about up the road? But Victorian...
There's one, two... It's like a five,
Caro,
right?
Drive.
Is it the five one?
The motorway and Victoria Street.
Is it the one with five going off it? It's got like the motorway, a small road, and then the crossroad, and then the rest of the motorway? No, not that one?
I'm going to say yes. There was one.
Okay, we'll tap that up.
Yeah, so a cyclist got... The witness description was they got sucked under the front of a truck.
The front? Normally you don't get sucked under the front. You get
so the cyclist was in front, and both were waiting for traffic to clear so they could go through, and the truck kept on kind of creeping forward and kind of... I think it probably hit the back wheel and, like, pulled the bicycle underneath, and like the cyclist had to like fucking swim out or...
Oh damn, that's fucked.
Okay, but they got out and like apparently they're fine now, but
yeah. Okay, so that doesn't sound super sucked to me. To me, sucked is, you know, when the wind vortex pulls you in behind.
Yeah so I mean, this was just witness description of sucked. It was probably like it clipped the back wheel, and then that like made the bike kind of fall over, and then like
if we're still
it was still going forward, so yeah it would have looked like sucking.
Yeah, gnarly.
So I thought about it as a cyclist.
Yeah,
I think I know what happened. Cyclists probably came up, there's a truck, and they were like, I'll go in front of the truck.
Yeah,
they went in front of the truck.
Oh, you reckon the truck driver didn't see the cyclist?
I think it's impossible for the driver to see this.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at a truck.
Yeah, if they're high enough.
Ooh, our reporter on the street is saying no.
I can...
She was there for a while.
The truck driver came up behind the cyclist, like, for... That's
changes the story. Yeah, okay.
We were
truck
just
driver is a dick.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked on the truck.
Yeah, I was trying to imagine why a truck would just not notice when it starts rolling over a cyclist.
I got hit by a bus once. Shit happens.
The bicycle is fucked. Like, there's a picture of it. It's super fucked. And I was trying to think, how did the driver not notice before it got to that point?
Yeah, like, how are they not like, click, cringe. Oh, I should stop now.
So I was kind of trying to think. I was playing devil's advocate, and I was like, hey, maybe the cyclist came out in front. There are a lot of shit cyclists.
Yeah, that's true.
But,
we're about done for the week.
Yeah, we'll talk about that other one next week.
Right?
I'm not going to be here next week. I'm going up to Auckland.
You could record a little thing for us if you wanted.
Oh, you're clicking that thing. have a switch, and you're banging it against your teeth,
and it's making
it
like
a click.
And you were like,
but you don't have a switch on your mic.
Okay, so
yeah, I'm up in Auckland next week.
You could do a pre-recorded segment for us. Are you going to see Greta Van Fleet?
I am not. So yeah, I am actually going up to see Greta Van Fleet, but they cancelled 2 weeks ago, I think.
You could just listen to Led Zepp in your hotel room, and it'll probably be a better experience.
Or just Greta Van Fleet.
Well, yeah, but you know, it's a joke because they sound just like Led Zepp, right?
They do. It's so fucking crazy, and they're so young. Like,
oh fuck, they are young. Like, they look young. It's weird.
It's so weird. I don't know. I was kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah,
but
no, sure.
They say they're going to come back, but I don't know.
Fucking better.
It kind of... I'm not that excited that like they chose Grammys over fans.
I can see why they did.
I can. Like, it probably makes it a better career for them, and there'll be
especially New Zealand. Right?
Yeah, and there'll be more opportunities for fans. They said they were looking forward to New Zealand, and they'll probably come back. Hopefully, it means they'll come back to Wellington.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Well, in any case, we won't see you next week, but maybe you can pre-record a segment for us.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I should be here next week. I'm still trying to find a guest.
You
if
might have one.
Know someone who wants to be on. Oh yeah. There might be some people here.
Oh.
Still,
he wasn't here just before, but he's back.
We'll catch you next week, I guess.
Yeah. Catch ya.
Stay bussy.
Lipus Factor.
Lip. Oh, yeah.
Lip. Lipus Factor.